This is day 13, and today's devotional is titled Reach Out by S. George Thomas. But first, let's open our hearts to the Lord in praise.
Words aren't enough to pour out my heart, but this song I bring to you, my King, is where I will start. Words aren't enough There's nothing better. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than being with you. We say there's nothing better. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than being with you. There's nothing better. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than being. Oh, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than being with you. Yeah. There's nothing better. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than being with you. Oh, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than being with you. 'Cause I love you. Yes, I do. Oh, how I love you. Wanna be where you
Mark 1:41 says, "Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him. 'I am willing,' he said, 'be healed.'" As a gifted bass fishing pro, Sonny made a great living touring and competing on ESPN. He was well on his way to becoming a millionaire until he got caught up in a horrible drug addiction and began to sell off all his things, his house, boat, Harley, everything. Sonny wound up homeless, living on the streets of Las Vegas. For 8 months, he woke up every morning and washed people's car windows. Most days, the only thing he'd ever say was thank you, as people gave him a tip. Later in the day, he'd hop on a bus, ride across town to buy drugs, and come back to where he slept in a field beside a church. Sonny didn't want anything to do with God, but one day he walked into the church because he heard he could get a shower, food, and some clean clothes. It had been 3 months since his last shower, and he stunk horribly. Yet when he walked through the doors of the church, a woman named Michelle, a soccer mom, looked directly at Sonny and said to him, "You look like you need a hug." He looked at Michelle and said, "You don't want to hug me." She said, "No, you look like you need a hug." Despite the fact that he smelled awful, Michelle walked up to Sonny and embraced him. Looking in his eyes, she said, "Jesus loves you." Thinking back to that moment, Sonny says, "I hadn't been hugged in months. With all the street preachers I had encountered, all the tracts people had given me, all the Christian stuff I'd seen in my life, Nothing prepared me for that moment of genuine human contact. As he looked Michelle in the eye, something cracked in his heart. Sonny took a shower, got some clothes, and checked out a Bible from the church's library. A few weeks later, he got on his knees and prayed, "God, I'm done. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this addiction, but I surrender my life to you." Now Sonny is drug-free, married, and a business owner. He's also making a positive difference as an advocate for helping the homeless in Las Vegas, and it's all because a soccer mom gave him a hug. The Gospels tell us whenever Jesus encountered someone in need, he didn't just passively stand by and offer encouraging words. He always responded by actively reaching out and touching their lives, whether physically, emotionally, or spiritually. And he calls each of us to follow his example and do the same, to be his hands and feet to those we come in contact with each and every day. When it comes down to it, that's all outreach really is. It's simply reaching out. Imagine what kind of difference you can make if you just allow God to use you to reach out to those in need around you. So let's pray. Jesus, would you use us to reach out to those that are around us, to be an extension of your loving care to them as we touch their life, practically, physically, spiritually. We want to represent you to those we come in contact with today. Lord, would you enable us to do that? In Jesus' name. Amen. Today's scripture for memory is 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that again. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that one more time. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. All right, great job. Let's go out and be the hands and feet of Jesus today in someone's life.